Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Big Sky Summer by Linda Lael Miller, narrated by Jack Garrett. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Big Sky Summer.
Chapter 1. Walker Parrish, wedged into the middle of a third-row pew, with old ladies wearing gauzy hats and floral dresses packed in tightly on either side, risked a glance up at the church ceiling, just to make sure it wasn't fixing to fall on his head. He resisted a nervous urge to loosen his tie. For him, like church-going, tie-wearing was reserved for funerals and weddings. This occasion, fortunately, fell into the latter category. The small sanctuary seemed charged with excitement. Folks chatted in whispers. The organist was tuning up for the wedding march. And the groom, Sheriff Boone Taylor, stood tall up front, just to the right of the simple altar, looking eager and scared shitless, both at the same time. Like the majority of men around Parable, Montana, Boone lived in jeans, cotton shirts, and boots most of the time, and he looked a few degrees past uncomfortable in his rented tux. Hutch Carmody and Slade Barlow, half-brothers and Boone's closest friends, stood up with him, hardly recognizable in monkey suits of their own. Both married men and cowboys to the core, they kept an eye on Boone, as if ready to catch him by the elbows if his knees buckled. But wry grins twitched at the corners of their mouths, too. They were enjoying this, most likely figuring that if they'd had to get up in front of the whole county and plight their troths, Boone shouldn't be spared the ordeal either. Walker fixed his gaze on Hutch, remembering the last time he'd set foot in this tiny church, a June day much like this one, with birds chirping in the trees and warm breezes sweeping up the aisle from the open doors of the entryway, and felt the hinges of his jaws locked down. Back then, almost 2 years ago now, Hutch had been the bridegroom, not best man, and Walker's kid sister, Briley, the only blood kin he could or would rightly claim, had been the bride, shiny-eyed and full of bright hopes, wearing the kind of gown.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?